Blog Talk Radio.
International Institution. We would like for you to know that this is an online class. It is a class wherein it is located here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Our location is 1401 Grandthal Street, at the Center of Prevention of Health Disparities on the campus of Edward Water College. I would like to say that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. I am the teacher and instructor for this program. And I want you today just to get ready to get some more insight, to get some more wisdom, get some more revelation as to what God wants to say to you. I know that the Word of God tells us that many are called, but few are chosen. But I also know that God has called so many of the people, those that are saved, those that have been born again, those that have heard the Word of God. He has called you to make a difference. And this is the day, this is the hour we're in. It's time for us to make a difference in this world. The Bible let us know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So therefore, we want eternal life in him. And how we want eternal life in him, we want that not only for ourselves, but we want it for those that in our communities, those in our cities, those that in the different states, here in the United States of America, those that are on foreign soil, all around the world, those that do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Yes, there are people that in your home, your neighborhood, yes, those are people in your job that they need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I realize that many of the so-called saved and those that have received salvation, yet they are timid. They don't know how to witness. They don't not sure what to say, how to say it, how to be able to touch the heart of many, many people. But I want you to know today, you know, we don't have to complicate anything. All we need to do is realize who we serve and a God that saved us and a God that made the difference in our lives. So we'd like to begin this class tonight with a prayer. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we praise your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a light to our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Father, have your way today. Move in our heart, our mind, our soul, and our spirit. Cause the word of God to be a more and more being manifested within us and to us. And Father, this we will thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, today I want you to get ready to take some notes or to get your recorder. If you don't have any of those things, just get ready to hear what God has for you today. But the word of God says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So therefore, we have to be ready to hear what God is saying to us and what God is speaking to us. We have been in session. We have been in class for over 4 or 5 weeks. And there are many things that we had the privilege to be able to share with Jehovah Jireh students. Now, what we want to talk about today, because on last week we refreshed our mind on some things that we've already talked about. We talked about overcoming fears, and I hope that you was able to capture and to be able to realize how the enemy come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, and he'll try to take your witness, he'll try to take your testimony, he'll try to keep you for being that witness for the kingdom of God. And as a student of Jehovah Jireh, we want to make sure that none of these things hinder you from doing the will of the Father. Yes, we talked about rejection, talked about ridicule, failure. We talked about what to say and how a person might respond. Talked about the new and the unfamiliar. We talked about the unknown. We also was able to talk about the fear of past experiences and the fear of not being worthy to share the great message of Jesus Christ. When you're saved, when you've been born again, yes, you are worthy to tell everybody about Jesus. Tell somebody about Jesus. Now, we began on last week, and we talked about how to lead how to lead a person when you are speaking to the person, and how to give your testimony. How to what do you say? What some of the topics that you may use and identify. Now, I want you, if you could, to make some notes tonight because of the fact. Now, this is not each and every one of the topics, not always appropriate for a situation or person that you're talking to. You have to be led by the Spirit of God. Now, you know, as a born-again believer, some of the things that you had gone through, and sometimes many of the people that you may be witness to, they can identify the things that you have gone through in your life. Well, one of those things and some of those things that they can identify is with how trusting Jesus has helped me deal with whatever that you have gone through. It's nothing like a personal testimony because of the fact you have experienced these things in your life. So it is good that we can tell other people what happened to us before we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and even implement some of the things after you received Christ, how things that you had to battle with and how you had to mature in the things of God. Now, on last week, we talked about how trusting Jesus had helped the individual. You can use yourself. You can use me. If I had gone through, and many of us gone through, let's face it, we've had worry, we dealt with anxiety in our life. But when we came to the knowledge of him, when we began to study the word, when we began to trust him and have confidence in him, then knowing Jesus truly have given me a greater inner peace on the inside. Because the word let us know that he that keeps his mind upon Jesus Christ, if we keep our mind on Christ, he will give us that perfect peace. Now, also, some of the topics that may come up that you may want to use is guilt and shame. All of us have gone through guilt and shame. I don't know a person. I don't know a person that has never gone through experience some kind of guilt in their lives or some kind of shame in their lives. And that's one of the topics. That's something that you can even cause people to relax, to let them know that, hey, I used to carry a lot of guilt because of the things that I did in my life. I was ashamed of those things. I've heard not only myself have gone through guilt and shame, there are other people have gone through guilt and shame in their lives. You know, we have to really to think about all of us may not have done the same thing. We may not have been a drunkard. We may not have been a homemonger. We may have not been a fornicator. We may not have been a wine bibbler. We may not have been a whole lot of things, but I can assure you that we did some things that we felt guilty and we felt shame of some of the things that we did in our life. And I believe that it's so important to let the person know that you're witnessing to, that, hey, I wasn't always perfect. I'm not even perfect now. But truly, I am striving to perfection. And that's something that they got to know, because Jesus will take away the guilt. He will forgive us for our sins. He will forgive us for our transgression. And he will cause us not to be ashamed. He will give us that fresh start. How many of you today that need a fresh start? How many of you that thank God that you're not carrying that guilt? Because, you know, guilt and shame will weigh you down. It will tear up your inner spirit. It will cause you not to be happy. It will cause you not to be in peace. Well, we talked about anger and temper, all of us. You know, how many times have you got angry with someone? How many times that your temper may have flared up? How many times that you may not have said anything to someone, but yet you were angry? You may held it in, and maybe you didn't discuss with what the problem was, but maybe you got angry because of somebody, of something they said, something they did, and you may not verbally express that, but you were angry. And maybe some people even today, things that people have done to them in life and some things they have experienced have caused them to be angry and to cause them not to be happy and cause them to sometimes their temper will flare up. Well, when we talked about last week, because of the anger, because of the temper, now that I'm saved, Christ has given me patience, and he's also given me love. Then another topic would be something that you may be able to talk about, emptiness. Have you ever felt like you were empty on the inside? You could be around so many people, and yet you feel like you're empty on the inside. And nobody knows sometimes the things that you may be going through, and yet you can be in a, as I said, in a crowd. You may be sitting in a church, or you may be sitting in a classroom, or you may be sitting in a as a CEO in a company, or you may be an administrator, or you may be a basketball coach, whatever your job position is, but yet there is a emptiness on the inside. Yes, there's people experience all of these things because there's a emptiness. They feel like that nothing is able to suffice and change the emptiness on the inside, and they carry this emptiness from day to day. Well, God don't want us to live that way. And these people that sometimes people that have an emptiness, they have a life of purpose. They do things sometimes, but their purpose is liking. But when God come on the inside, God give us purpose in life, and God give us meaning in life. So that's one of the things that you're able to share with them, that God will give them purpose and God will give them meaning. When Christ came in, all the dark things, all the cloudy things that you have experienced, you can tell people about some of those things, how God changed you and how God made the difference in your life. And the same God that made the difference in your life is the same God that will make the difference in other people as well, because God has no respect of persons. Well, everybody, I like to say, I mean, there's not too many people upon this earth that have not experienced grief. We're all going through grief. Maybe we had a parent to pass away. Maybe we had both of our parents to pass away. Like my father, he passed away when I was a young lady. My mother, later, many years later, she passed away. Well, that was an area, and that was a part that I grieved, and that something that I had to, that God had to bring about that healing to give us that inner peace on the inside. God gave me what I need. God gave, he comforted me, and he gave me joy. So there are many things that we can say about grief, and there's many things that you can tell your own story about what happened to you. But there's a time and there's a season for everything to give different testimonies. But we want you to be able to see some things that you will be able to share with others. You may be at a bus stop. You may be riding the bus. Or you may be at lunch. I know there have been times when I was working in the hospital and I was at lunch and I would go down on my break and I see people from different cities. They didn't all came from the same city, but lived in the same city that I did. But God gave me that unction and that God helped me to be able to witness to them. And God touched their lives. And sometimes the people, I remember there was a friend of mine, I would say an associate that worked with me, and she could not believe what was happening. You know, she couldn't believe that how receptive the person was and how God had touched their heart. And see, that's what we need to be able to embrace people. We need to be able to have more compassion for people because God had that compassion for us. You know, sometimes if you ever visit a hospital, most times people go to the hospital, they're waiting in a waiting room. They're waiting because they have a friend, a family member that's being seen by a physician, and they need some encouragement. They need for you just to pray for them. Sometimes you can just sit there and begin to intercede for that person that in the waiting room, they may be crossed, be it crossed from you or wherever. God may give you an opportunity to be able to encourage them or to be able, when you encourage someone and when you be led by God's Spirit, then you'll know God will give you that opportunity to be able to witness to them. You know, feel the compassion. It's just like a witnessing to a hungry person. I mean, the person that are physically hungry. And we're trying to give them the word of God, and they're hungry. Well, many times they don't want to hear what we got to say. Why? Because their mind is on food. I'm hungry. I need something to eat. And you're telling me about the word. And some people do appreciate that. Don't get me wrong. They do. But yet, we have to be sensitive to God's Spirit, and we have to be mindful of people and be prepared to bless people at different times. There are so many ways that we can touch people's lives. But I realized tonight that at Jehovah Jireh here in our class that we are talking about grief and some things that people suffer. Some people have lost loved ones, and it's very difficult then. You know, sometimes people may have passed away maybe 10 years. And then some people think that, you know, you ought to get over it. Oh, you ought to never tell people you ought to get over things like that. You need to pray for that person and ask God to give them joy and comfort and peace on the inside. And so many things that God would use you in order to be a witness for the kingdom of God. There are many needs that God is expecting for us to be used by him in order to touch the lives of different people. Well, another one we can put down is stress and burnout. How many people have gone through stress in their life? How many of you are still experiencing stress in your life? There are so many people that are stressed out. There may be people that are sitting next to you, and they're stressed out because of the situation of life. They're stressed out because they can't pay their light bill and their water bill. They're stressed out because they got a car note to pay, or mortgage to pay, or rent to pay. They're stressed out because maybe they don't have food in their cabinet. Maybe they're stressed out because the husband have just walked off and left them. Oh, they are stressed out for different reasons. But we have to be sensitive to God's Holy Spirit. And we have to know that these people, they didn't just haphazardly came in our life, but many times God will send people our way for us to be sensitive to them and to acknowledge that they are going through certain things in their life. So therefore, it's very vital and important that we pay more attention to the needs of people physically, spiritually, and financially. Well, we also ask how many of you that are sometimes have a burnout. You know, there are people that have burnout. They have gone through so many things in their life, and they do so many things, and they find themselves burnt out. You know, I just don't feel like doing this anymore. I just can't even think. I don't want to really go to work. I don't enjoy. I don't have the pleasure of doing what I did before. I'm working 15 hours a day, and yet they expect me to work on the weekend as well. And sometimes these people have experiencing burnt out because of the fact that they don't have time to rest their mind, and they don't have that peace, and they don't not only concern about their jobs, but they have the concern about their personal problems. So you can get stressed out, but we have to let them know how to be able to not to get to that point where that you are either stressed out or you burnt out. Sometimes we have to change scenery. Sometimes we have to do less time in things that we do. Sometimes we need to just take the best book, well, the best book you can ever read is the Bible. And you must read that because it will give you clarity, give you understanding. I wish that many people will take the time to read Proverbs. I think there's so much in Proverbs, so much wisdom, so much knowledge, so much understanding that it will help you. I wish that many people will just read the Word of God because God will give us. It's just like medication. And I dare not to say that it is better than medication because the Word of God will do the miraculous in our life. We thank God for medication. We thank God for the physician. We thank God for all the things that he has put here. And he did allow these things to happen and to be upon this earth, but yet we have to know that all of these things, they have to really spring and come from God in order to make, to elevate us, in order to cause us not to have these burnouts and not to be stressful. Well, let's touch another one. And instead of being stressed and burnt out, I need to tell you that you can receive new energy and power for living. And I believe by you reading the Word, I believe by you reading a book that will give you, take your mind, and sometimes reading certain books, and the Bible do the same thing, but there are certain books that you can read, it makes you travel. Maybe you have never been to London, England. But if you read a book about different far away places, or places that you maybe at this time have not been financially able to travel, if you begin to read some of those things, it takes your mind off the situations and the complications that the enemy tried to put baggage and to try to make you just begin to just think about nothing but what is happening to you. But God will give you that inner strength. He will give you that new energy and power for living. The Bible said that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you and we'll be witnesses to him. I find witnessing to people, it really energizes me. It really blesses me. It makes me happy when I'm being able not to browbeat them, not to put them down because of what they've done and what they're doing, because, you know, sometimes we have to really think about the lives that we lived before we were saved. And when people came and to be a witness to us, they, some witnesses that came, they tried to beat you up in what they said. They were very discouraging. But if we can just, and that's what we're teaching here at Jehovah Jireh, if we can just do things, because the Bible let us know about doing things in decency and order. That's why we want to take the time out in order to teach students here at Jehovah Jireh and those that are far away to know that there is a way that God will have us to be perfected in what we do. We realize that there are many times that people have been talked to and discouraged because of the fact that sometimes people would say that, and they know these people, you have met people in your life that they seem like they've been drinking since ever since you've seen them or known them, they had a drink in their hand, or they may have been mean, or they may have not had peace on the inside, or they look mean, or they act mean, but yet they're a way that God tell us, and I say these things because it's in the Word. God said, with love and kindness have I drawn you. When I think about the thief that's on the cross, Jesus didn't beat that thief up on the cross. Jesus didn't say, hey, you know, you're going to die. You're going to go to hell because of a fight. You didn't live anything. You was a thief. Other was a murderer. And I am not going to have any mercy on either one of you. No, he did not say that. But when the thief, of the person that was about to be crucified on the side of Christ, he felt the need to be saved. And that's what we want people, to be able to feel the need to be saved. Because the mindset sometimes of people now, that so many people are living all these alternate lifestyles and they're doing so many things until they're thinking, well, if I go to hell, I'll just go to hell. Well, we want to change the mentality. And we want them to know that you are concerned about it. I don't want your life to be to spend eternity in hell. I don't want you to go to hell. Christ don't want your life to for you to spend the rest of your life after you leave here in hell. But don't you know that the Word of God said, "But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Sometimes we just got to take that time out and be more compassionate to people and not beat them up. Beating them up is not going to get them saved. Telling them the truth is going to get them saved. Then being led by God's Spirit, it's going to get them saved. And even if they don't accept Christ when you witness to them, you are planting a seed. You are sowing that seed. And that is what God wants us to do, to be able to be a witness, to sow that seed, to plant that seed. Then somebody else will come water. And guess what? God will give the increase. But don't let the enemy cause us to continue. People have been put down enough. And that's when we have to really watch it. Because all of us can get in that spirit whereas we're putting people down instead of lifting them up to Christ. And that's so important that we lift them up to Christ. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. So think about what we said on tonight about stress and burnout. Think about what we said about grief, emptiness, lack of purpose. Think about what we said about anger and your temper. Think about what we said about guilt and shame and anxiety and worry. Well, let's go on. Let's talk about low esteem. Now, low esteem is being experienced and has been experienced, and people are going through low esteem each and every day. They think that they're not worthy. That's why it's so important that we don't just murder people with our mouth, and that we be as sensitive to His Holy Spirit, and to let them know that they can change. Because some people have a low esteem, and we have to be able to deal with that spirit and deal to let them know that they are somebody. Why? Because they can belong, and they belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That we can get them to be able to know their purpose and to know who will change their lives. Sometimes people that have low esteem, they think the worst of themselves. And they think many times that they can't do as well as others, or that they can't speak as well as somebody else, or they don't look like somebody else, or they don't dress like other people. Or somebody may have put them down. Somebody may have said, well, you're too stupid to go to college. You're too stupid to get a degree. You're not an achiever. All you worthy of doing, all you can do is this and that. No, we have to change the mind of the people that are going through low self-esteem, to let them know that what did the Bible say? And that's what we have to share with people. Not that we're trying to throw scriptures and scriptures and scriptures on people, but when that appropriate time comes, we can let them know what the Word says, because the Word of God says that I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. That's a fact. That's the truth. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I had someone in my life that told me I was not going because of certain things, that I wasn't going to be able, you know, to go to college and certain things that I was going to be doing this and that. But it wasn't a fact. It wasn't true. You can't believe everything that the enemy try to put out there for you to believe. You got to know who you are. You got to know that you are a child of the King. You got to know and let other people know that things are going to be better, and that you can make it, and that you can give Christ your life, and you can spend eternity with Him, and you can do better, because I did better. And the person that may have told you that you're not going to go to college, you're not college material, you have to sometimes close your ears to certain things that people say to you, because if you don't, you will begin to believe what they said. But the only thing that we have to change is the way that we listen to people and the way that we react to what people say. When we have Christ in our life, when we give God wholeheartedly our life, then everything else has to line up with the Word of God, line by line, precept by precept. Well, we have a little bit more time here in this classroom tonight, and those that are listening to us online as well, we want you to make sure that you're taking some good notes so that you can rehearse the matter. It's good to be able to rehearse. It's good to be able to meditate. The Word of God said that we're to meditate day and night. Just kind of meditate, just like you're chewing some, you got some really delicious meat. I don't know whether you like steak or whether you like chicken or what is one of those good salads that you like eating, whether or not you, for me, I like sweet potato pie. I like a really good sweet potato pie. Everybody can't really make a really good sweet potato pie. I mean, they do a good job. But some sweet potato pies, I'm telling you, they are so delicious. So what I'm saying to you, that there are certain things, if you take, for instance, a sweet potato pie, like I like sweet potato pie, and so happen, I like mine cold sometimes. I don't like it always warm enough. I like it with a good crust. And many times, I don't really like for it just to swallow it, but I want to enjoy it. So that's how we need to do it with the Word of God. We need to know how to enjoy the Word. We need to know how to let others enjoy the Word of God. Don't swallow it. Don't spit it out so fast that people can't understand what you're saying and they can't feel what you're saying as well. But it is so important that we build them up and that we let them know that all is well. Now, instead of having that low thing, God will make us and show us how valuable you are to God and how significant you are to him. You think the enemy who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy, do you think that he is going to tell you how smart and how intelligent you are? I dare to say that he is not. So, students, you have to know who you are and who God created you to be. You know, I remember Joyce Myers, all the things that she have gone through and encountered in life, how she was abused, physically abused by her father, how he took advantage of her, how he molested, and how he just almost could have destroyed her life. But God had a plan for Ms. Myers. God had a plan for her, as well as people like Paula White. I don't know what your name is, but God has a plan for you. And I'm not saying that these people and some people have not gone through things in life. Just like T.D. Jakes, he said, I remember him saying a few days ago, how people, in other words, they had put the limit on him, and they thought that he wasn't going to make it. And he had preconceived ideas as to how far he was going to make it and what he could do. But don't let people put all of this on you. You go to the higher height, to that deeper things in Christ, and let God lead God and direct you. Don't let anybody put that stigma of low self-esteem upon you, and don't act as if you can't do it, because you can. You could do anything you desire to do. The Bible said, in all of thy ways, acknowledge him. And the word of God said that he will direct your path. I realize on tonight that we're not going to get through talking about all of this on tonight, but we're just going to talk about two more of the possibilities of testimonies or things that you can talk to other people about. And the last two will be poor health. Let's talk about poor health first. Sometimes people have gone through many times a life wherein their health is not as well as they desire it to be. But I believe in God that if we just believe the word, you know, the word of God says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. There are some things that we have to be able to take on the inside of our spirit and our mind and our soul, and we have to believe what the word of God says. There are many people that we have read about in the scripture that they need a miraculous healing. Some was deaf, some was dumb, some had demonic type spirits. Some of them had an issue of blood, like the woman had the issue of blood for 12 years. One man was blind from his birth. But Jesus made the difference in the lives. And the same Jesus that made the difference in their lives, that same Jesus is able to make the difference in your life, whether or not it looks like you have poor health. God would give you that strength to go on. And what is going to give you the strength to go on but believing God, having confidence in God, realizing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And the last point I would like to make, and that is being disappointment. Oh, all of us could say that we have been disappointed in our lives. Before we were saved, after we were saved, we were something we have been disappointed. It was disappointment that came into our life. But the point being is, no matter how much a person may be disappointed, because sometimes people will disappoint you, but then, too, you have to know that you put no confidence or trust in man, but you put your confidence and your trust in the Almighty God. See, man, on his best day, will fail. Sometimes it will fail. They will not come through. No matter what they said that they were going to do, they disappoint you. But I realize that the God that we serve, the God that has all power in his hand, the God that made the heaven and the earth, the God that made the firmament and the heavens, the God that made the animals, the God that made Adam and Eve, the God that did so innumerable things that I can't even name all the things he's done, because it's impossible for me to name unless God just vividly just put it into me to speak out. But the main point being is that God, he will never disappoint you, no matter what. Sometimes our expectation, sometimes we call disappointment when we expecting God to do certain things for us, and maybe it is not the thing that God wants to be manifested or in our lives. Because we have to remember, we should not play God permissive, but we always want to be in God's perfect will. being in permission with some kind of really get us into trouble. God, just do this for me. God, you got to get me this car. God, I know I can't afford it, but God, get me this car. You know, my neighbor has one. My friend has one. And God, I want this car. God, I want to go. I want to do this or that, whatever reason or whatever you may be saying. But that may be not God's perfect will. God may not want you to have certain things at certain times. And don't get angry. Don't get disappointed with God because it wasn't his perfect will. So tonight, here at Jehovah Jireh, I pray that you have received much from this teaching. I thank you, those that are online, and of those that are listening to Jehovah Jireh, that they will know that they have gained much tonight. And because you have gained much here at Jehovah Jireh International Institution, a center for mission and evangelism, a place for ambassadors, a place for fishers of men, a place for soul winners to learn, to go higher, to go forth, to those that are called to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. We're here to make you better in Christ through the word of God. And I thank God that given us the opportunity as a professor here at Jehovah Jireh to be able to give you what God has given to me. We're going to stop tonight on disappointment, and we will continue on next class for possible testimonies and themes that we can use to people, whether no matter what place they are located. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the opportunity, God, to come before a nation of people. We thank you, God, for Jehovah Jireh class. We thank you, God, and honor God to be able to be located at one of the fine colleges here in Jacksonville, Florida, to be blessed to be on the campus of Edward Waters College. And thank you, God, that you have located us at 1401 Grandfell Street and the Center for the Prevention of Health Disparities on their campus. Lord, I pray that great blessings will be sent to this college. I pray, God, that you look upon the president and all of those that make up this campus. I pray, God, that you will continue to look upon the professors and, God, the directors of Jehovah Jireh International Institution. God, continue to bless them, multiply their gifts, and multiply the blessings upon their lives. Father God, if there is any sick, God, we send the word of healing right now. God, if any despondent, we pray, God, that we send the word that you would lift them up, that you would encourage your heart tonight. And God, I pray, God, because there is nothing too hard for you to do. Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We thank you, God, for blessing us in our going in and blessing us in our going out. And thank you, God, for making us the head and not the tail. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, if there are people that are listening to this class and you're not saved, you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible said if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, The word of God says that we shall be saved. All you got to do is believe it, accept Christ, know that he has forgiven you for your sins, for your transgression. And if you're a backslider, hey, I got good news for you today, that God is married to the backslider. No matter what you have done in your life, or no matter what you said, God will forgive you for your transgression and for your sin. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. I want to let you know and invite you to my home church, the church where I am pastor, and that is located at 5045 Soutel Drive, suite number 90. Our order of services is on Sunday at 11 o'clock and during the week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we do have noonday prayer for 1 hour from 12 to 1. Please join us. Please come and fellowship with us as we give God our all in all. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Want to let you know that God is still in control and that you must discover who you are so that you can help others so that they would know who they are in Christ. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer.